The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now it's a happy new year to Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Anantara the Marker in Dublin and at Forbes Street Restaurant, and co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the podcast Dishing It Out. Gareth, good morning.
Morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm great. Now, you promise, you know, assemble a bunch of stuff, throw it into the slow cooker, wait 7 hours and eat.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it that simple?
It is. I really like this time of year when it comes to food because I'm probably like everybody else now. I'm a little bit more mindful. I try and... a word that I don't like to use, but I try and clean my diet up a little bit. I definitely try and eat more at home, and I try and really lean into fresh ingredients. And I eat that way most of the time anyway, but I'm really focused on it at the moment.
Okay, so what have you suggested? You have a few recipes.
Yeah, so the first one I'm going to give you is a butternut squash and cauliflower curry with chickpeas and basmati rice. I'm also conscious that people... I'm probably waiting to be paid. So this is a very cost efficient. So to make the curry, what you're going to need is some vegetable oil, a couple of onions. An optional ingredient here are curry leaves. They sell them in all the Asian supermarkets. They're well worth buying. It'd be like buying a bunch of coriander or whatever. 5 cloves of garlic, some ginger. I'm giving you a curry spice mix. So you can do this, or indeed you could just use some curry powder. So it's turmeric, cumin, paprika and chilli. And coriander, ground coriander. Then you need some vegetable stock, a butternut squash or a pumpkin, which you're going to peel and cut into 2.5 centimeter chunks. A cauliflower that I want you just to cut into bite-sized florets. Some coconut cream or milk, a tin of tomatoes, a tin of chickpeas, some green beans or whatever green veg you like, and some lemon juice for seasoning. Then for the rice, it's basmati, vegetable stock and a little bit of turmeric. So what do you have to do? As I said, prep the butternut squash and the cauliflower, put it onto a roasting tray, drizzle it with a little bit of oil and pop it into a preheated oven at 180 degrees for 30 minutes. What this does is it draws out the natural sugars that are in the cauliflower and the butternut squash, and it caramelises them.
Okay.
And it will add a little bit more flavour into the sauce, plus it cooks them. Then in a large pot, what you want to do is heat the rest of the vegetable oil on a high heat, and then you're going to add in the onions, and you're going to sauté the onions for about 6 or 7 minutes till they start taking on a little bit of colour. At that stage, throw in the handful of curry leaves if you have them, and you'll hear it kind of crackle and sizzle a little bit, and it releases all the flavour from the curry leaves. Lower the temperature down a little bit, and now it's time to get the rest of the ingredients in. So in with the garlic and the ginger and the chilli, sauté that off for a minute, and then in with all the spices to get... release all the oils out of spices. Your house then is going to fill of all these wonderful curry flavours. At that stage then, all I need you to do is add in the vegetable stock and the chopped tomatoes. Bring it up for a boil. Simmer it for a couple of minutes. Then in with the vegetables, so the roasted pumpkin or the butternut squash and the cauliflower. In with the green beans, in with the coconut cream, the chickpeas. Bring it all back up to a simmer and cook it for about 10 to 15 minutes. And then that's it. It's ready to go. The rice.
So no slow cooking involved
in
here
this one. If you very wanted quick. To do this in your slow cooker, I would roast the veg and then just put everything into the pot, pop it on low on the slow cooker before you head out to work. And when you come back later on, it'll be ready.
Very good. The next one is a broth.
Yeah, so I'm giving you kind of two. The first one I'm going to give you is a vegetable and chicken broth. This, to me, is real cookery. If someone can master how to make a good chicken and veg broth, I'll know that they're a good cook. Very easy thing to do. Couple of carrots on each of the peel and dice them into like the size of your little fingernail. Mm-hmm. You want them in a little small centimetre dice. 3 sticks of celery, the same, diced. 2 leeks, diced. An onion, diced. A couple of bay leaves. 3 sprigs of thyme that you're going to pick and chop. Couple of tablespoons of olive oil, 1.5 liters of chicken stock. If you can make your own chicken stock here, it really helps. Or buy a good quality chicken stock from the supermarket. 50 grams of barley, salt and pepper, and then 4 chicken thighs that you're going to roast in the oven at about 35 minutes. When it comes out, take the skin off, chop it up, and then it's just on to making the soup. So some olive oil into a heavy base pan. Saute off the leeks and the onions with no colour until they're nice and soft. That'll take about 4 or 5 minutes. Then in with the carrots and the celery and saute for another 2 minutes. Season them well with salt and pepper. Then in with the barley, the herbs, the chicken stock, and bring it up to a gentle simmer and give it a good skim, because you want the broth at the end that it's nice and clear. That's a good broth. And then after you've cooked it for about 40 minutes on a nice low temperature, you're going to add in the chicken, warm it through, finish it with some chopped parsley, and it really, really is.
It's a meal.
it's a meal, but do you know what? It's a meal today. Tomorrow it's going to taste even better. So doubling that recipe, freezes perfect. Kids are sick or you've just come in from training, a big bowl of that with some brown bread, absolute
there work. Is some science about chicken broth being very good for people when they're sick.
I think it's the smell and the comforting thing of it, but yeah, no, it's amazing.
So recipe number three.
Yeah, pasta e fragola. So this is like it's kind of like a pasta soup, if you like, a classic Italian recipe. It's very similar to the chicken and veg broth, except there's a few other little bits and pieces in there. So olive oil, again, an onion, carrot, celery, all cut nice and small. This time we've got some really finely chopped garlic, a little bit of chilli flake, optional, but I do think it's worth it. 2 tablespoons of tomato paste, tin of tomatoes, some vegetable or chicken stock, cannellini beans or berlotti beans, you can buy them in a tin, mm-hmm. just wash them off, strain them, sprig of rosemary, some broken up spaghetti, so kind of like a minestrone a little bit. With to break the spaghetti, if you just put it in a clean, put your spaghetti in a clean tea towel and run it across the table, and it'll all break up. Yeah. And then when you open up the tea towel, you've broken up spaghetti. And then to finish, some olive oil, some Parmesan cheese, and some parsley. So the same as before, you're gonna put a medium pan on, saute off your onions, your carrots, your celery, then in with your garlic, cook that till it's nice and soft. Then in with your tomato paste and your chili, cook it a little bit more, add in the stock, the beans, the bay leaf, the rosemary, bring it all up to a gentle simmer, give it a good skim. And then what I want you to do, take a quarter of that soup out and put it into a blender and blend it up. What this does, and add it back in, it makes it feel a little bit more creamy rather than like a broth than before. And then the pasta goes in, cooked for about 10 minutes, adjust the seasoning with salt and pepper, little bit of fresh parsley, and then into a bowl, and then finish with a little drizzle of good peppery olive oil and a shaving of Parmesan cheese. This is proper Italian comfort cooking, and perfect time of year for it.
I'm salivating already.
Yeah, no, it's delicious food.
Absolutely. Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Anantara The Marker. Thank you very much for joining.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.